This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
The Manhattan grand jury is meeting again today as many wonder if former President Trump will be indicted. The AP's Julie Walker.
There's beefed up security here at the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. Bomb threats have been called in, envelopes with white powder sent in. The Manhattan DA, Alvin Bragg, threatened over the weekend. A defiant Donald Trump held a rally in Waco, Texas.
The thugs and criminals who are corrupting our justice system will be defeated, discredited, and totally disgraced.
The grand jury hearing the DA's case against Trump has been meeting Mondays. It remains to be seen what's next as the grand jury continues to weigh possible charges against Trump in connection with the accounting of hush money payments to Stormy Daniels. Trump denies all of it. In Lower Manhattan, Julie Walker, New York.
North Carolina-based First Citizens Bank and Trust will buy Silicon Valley Bank, which collapsed earlier this month. Washington is stepping in to help those racked by that tornado that slammed through parts of the South on Friday. The AP's Jennifer King.
President Biden issued an emergency declaration for Mississippi after a massive tornado devastated two rural counties. The storm struck on Friday, killing at least 25 people and injuring dozens more. A tornado also struck western Georgia early Sunday, damaging up to 100 homes and buildings. Officials said five people had minor injuries.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. Tens of thousands of protesters have appeared outside Israel's parliament this morning. One protester calling it the last chance to stop this move into a dictatorship. They're angry about Prime Minister Netanyahu's plan to overhaul the judiciary. Two people were killed this morning when Russian forces shelled the Ukrainian city of Slovyansk. 29 were wounded. Video footage showed damaged residential buildings, debris in the streets. This is AP News. Now to an AP investigation.
An Associated Press investigation finds that several Mississippi sheriff's deputies being investigated by the Justice Department for possible civil rights violations have been involved in at least four violent encounters with black men since 2019 that left two dead and another man with lasting injuries. Two black men alleged that Rankin County sheriff's deputies shoved guns into their mouths during separate encounters. In one of the two fatal confrontations, the man's mother said a deputy kneeled on her son's neck while he told him he couldn't breathe. Police and court records obtained by the AP show that several deputies who were accepted to the Sheriff's Office Special Response Team, a tactical unit, were involved in each of the four encounters. Such units have drawn scrutiny since the January killing of Tyree Nichols in Memphis, a black father who died days after being severely beaten by a special police team. I'm Norman Hall.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.